Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, and I am in Taiwan. Taiwan is a nation in East Asia located north of the Philippines. With a population of over 23 million, this island state is one of the most densely populated places in the world. We are here to catch up with an awesome MVP, Shiming Tung. Tung is a software engineer at Yahoo and an MVP in Windows development. His field of expertise are in chatbot development, C# Xamarin, and iOS development. He lives, like, I think on the top floor, so I think I have some stair climbing to do, and it's really hot here. Let's go see what he has to say. Oh my goodness, it's hot here. I got this. Okay, almost there. All right. I think this is his door. Hi, are you Shiming?
Yes.
Can I come in?
No, I don't know you.
This guy, man, we're gonna have a good time. All right, bud. Let's have a seat and let's talk about technology. So tell me about the tech that you work on.
I work on developing a bot.
Bot, so for conversation as a platform. Do you have a demo you can show us?
Yes.
All right, so it's a little warm out here. I mean, take a look at this. It's not raining out. Is there somewhere we can go with AC?
Yeah, we can go to another place to demo.
All right, let's go. Thank you. Tell me where we're going, my friend.
We will go to Beitou Library. And recently, most of Taiwanese go there to catch Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
So that's why it's an important place, is a Pokemon.
Hundreds of people go there to catch. This is the Beitou Library, and it's famous about its eco-friendly building. Most of people near this park is to catch the Pokemon because it's now the hottest spot in Taiwan now for a Pokemon player to catch Pokemon here.
Awesome.
We are now at Beitou Park, and I will demo the bot.
So let's talk about first conversation to platform. What's the purpose of a bot in your estimation?
I think bot can conversation with chat with people and can provide some function and some help to make people's life become more convenient.
Okay, so it's more convenient if you can talk to a bot. So tell me in general, what do you think the hardest part is about building a bot, a good bot?
The hardest one is you have to let the bot to become smart, to know the people what they are saying.
Uh-huh. I see. So the bot needs to understand what people are saying, and that's the hard part for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the bot that you've built.
This is the Facebook Messenger bot, and people can tap the help button to get the information that they will know how the bot will work.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay, so first, people can type the button to get, for example, if you come to Taiwan and you have to know the exchange rate uh-huh. about today, so you can tap the, like, United States.
So dollars, US dollars.
US dollars, yeah. And I will give you the Bank of Taiwan's current rate, and the bot will show.
So this bot, its purpose is to do exchange rate, or what else does it do?
Okay, and what else to do is, for example, now we are at outside in the Beitou, so mm-hmm. I give the place to the bot in my smartphone. Okay, I will check in here to send the location to the bot.
And you do that through your phone, and we can see it on the screen now.
Yeah, so the bot will ask you, you want to ask the waiter here of the attractions nearby. So if we tap the waiter, and the bot will show you the waiter of here.
It'll show you that it's really hot.
You can see it's almost 36 Celsius.
We're gonna put below in Fahrenheit what that is. It's hot. Okay, 36.
Yeah. Today.
So does this bot just tell you just general stuff about anything, or what is it? What does it
and
work?
More interesting. We can take a picture. For example, we can take a picture now.
What should we take a picture of?
We can take a picture now.
Of us.
Yes. Okay, and I will send a photo to the bot.
It's gonna break it, man. I have an ugly face.
That's okay. And now I send a photo to a bot, and the bot can help to distinguish the photo. Yeah, you can see.
Male too. I registered as a male.
Yeah, we are male. Yes. And the bot will tell us about the story of the photo. Yeah. The bot say a man smiling while posing for a camera. Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And it's great.
Okay, so.
Emotion, yeah. And the bot will list, okay, two happy face.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So if someone is using this bot, what would be what's the best feature about it that people using this bot?
People can use this bot. Okay, I will send the location again.
Okay.
For example, I send the current, my current location. Okay, and I ask the attraction nearby the tourists who come to Taiwan and doesn't know about the attractions.
So, as this is warming up, I mean, do you find it hard to make a bot talk like a normal human?
Yeah, it's a little hard to know the human's state now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we
do. Yeah, so the bot will tell the nearest attraction is Beitou Library.
Which is right over
there.
Yeah,
it's over there. And they will say the about the these attractions, stories, and introduce this place.
Which is kind of cool. So if I was in Taipei, I could just tell the bot, hey, here, I'm here, what should I go look at? And it'll tell
me. Sure.
So was this hard to make?
The hard to make, I think it's hard to catch what the people want to do in this conversation.
All right, well, let's look at some code. Let's see how you actually started working on it.
Okay. Okay, I will change to, I built this Facebook Messenger bot with bot framework.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's too earlier. I used this bot framework, so it's version 1.
Okay.
Not a latest version.
So the version is going to be a little different, but the idea is the same.
Yeah, the code will be changed by Microsoft, but the idea and the concept is always there.
Okay. So the message comes in here, right?
Yeah, the message comes here. So now I can distinguish because this bot framework supports multiple channels.
Okay.
Yes. And now I focus on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will go to the Facebook, and I have a Facebook handler to deal with the business logic about how to respond to the user.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will go to... Okay, so you can see I will, if the user send the location to us, to the bot, and I will get the location information object.
Okay.
And I will take this location object to call the backend API to get some information about like weather attractions from Taipei City government open data.
So the government in Taiwan has the ability to just, you can ask their APIs for information about Taipei.
Yeah, the government provides the open data API to give the developers to access the attractions in Taipei.
I see. Yeah. So you can totally pull based upon location what are some things that are nearby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and the users, and if the user taps some of the help menu, and I will get the response, the message from Facebook, and I will respond the correct response.
Got it.
To the user.
So when you're working on a bot, do you have to think about sort of the entry points? Like what are some things that I need to be enable in order for my bot to answer? How do you do that?
I try to introduce, put the introduction to the user to let them know how to
interact,
how to act, and reduce the chance to let the user input by themselves. And
I see.
They can tap the menu, the button to get the correct interaction.
I see. So right away what you're doing is you're saying, here's what I can help you with.
Yeah.
And then you can sort of go to the menu or type stuff in for the right.
Okay. And you can see how to distinguish the photo. I use the Microsoft Cognitive Services.
Okay, Cognitive Services.
Yeah, to make the bot become more smart.
Okay.
Yeah, and I connect with Face API and Computer Vision API and Emotion API to help to analyze the image.
I see.
Yeah.
And so you send the image, and then the Cognitive Services sends you back who's in the picture or what they're feeling and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you can see the bot will now become more smart than before, and if I connect it with a connected service.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like, are you focused primarily on the Facebook Messenger right now?
Yeah.
But you could make the other ones work as well.
Yeah, I can do a little change the call to make another like Skype bot or web chat bot or Slack.
Got it.
Telegram, yeah.
So there's a lot of them in there. So is this a lot of code of you just seeing what's coming in, parsing it, and then returning something? So for example, all you do is you look at a message, you try to figure out what it is that they're saying,
yeah,
and then you just return something based on that.
Yeah. I will respond the message according to the user's input and to deal with some business logic and respond to the user.
So do you have a goal to make your bot sound human, or do you just want it to respond?
I will try to connect the Ruiz API.
Okay.
To let my bot to know how the people say. Yeah.
And so Lewis is a language understanding and intelligence service. That's
part of
cognitive services.
Yeah, this API will help the bot to become more smart.
All right, so what else does your bot do, my friend?
Okay, the bot will also provide you some products in the online shopping mall. For example, if you want to buy the iPhone now, and you can search, you can type search iPhone, and the bot will give you some suggestion on the online shopping mall.
I see.
Yeah, and you can see the iPhone, and you can type the button, and they will direct
32,000.
You Taiwanese dollar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. That's awesome.
About maybe 1,000 US dollar.
Okay. So how do you make this part work?
Oh. Okay. I will try to get the keyword about the user. User's typing, and I search this keyword of the Yahoo Shopping Mall online.
I see. And you just make an API call to that?
I pass the website.
I see. I see. So you just return a website and then you can sort of click on it and look at it.
Yeah. I think the hard one is to connect to the Facebook API.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because Facebook document is not provides too much information.
So it doesn't have enough information.
Yeah.
Have you thought about writing like a blog post or something to help people like set up the connection to Facebook?
Set up.
You should write this down, because if it's hard, you already figured it out. I would love to have a Facebook bot, you know, people could talk to all the time.
Yeah.
I can just respond with 50 sayings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I will try to make this bot to work on another platform. Mm-hmm. So like Skype or Wave or Slack.
Got it. Or
even the Zine.
Okay, so let's talk about the future of this bot. What is it that you want? You mentioned you might try to get it to work on some other platforms, but what other things would you like this bot to do?
I want to make this bot to help people to get the information that they need, they want to know about Taipei or Taiwan. So they can use this bot without installing app to get the information that they want.
So you'd be able just in Skype to say, or in Facebook say, hey Taipei bot, I'm here, what should I go do?
Yeah, and the bot will give you some suggestion of attractions and give you a direction and tell you the story about that place.
So where can people go to find out more about how to build bots? How did you learn to do this?
I learned the bots by myself. read the Facebook, Microsoft document and try again and again to let the bot interact with people.
Well, this is awesome. So to summarize, you get a message, you work on the message, you use cognitive services to respond to certain pictures and other things.
Yeah.
You also use the Taipei government open data API to get stuff out. And then you have a pretty useful bot for someone that's in Taipei.
Yeah.
Well, this is awesome. We've learned about your bot. We've learned about bot framework. We know a little bit more about how to make bots. He made a Facebook one. It's really cool. But we're in Taiwan. We should go look at some stuff.
Yeah.
So what does the bot say we should go look at? And let's ask it. Let's see. Where should we go to next? So tell me about what makes Taiwan special to you.
I think Taiwanese people are warmly and passionate for a foreign
mm-hmm.
foreign to come to
Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. And we also have so many delicious food mm-hmm. and like dumpling.
So we're here at a kind of an interesting place, right? So tell me about what this is.
Okay, this place is National Palace Museum and is very famous attraction in Taipei, also in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And in there are so many Chinese treasure over hundreds of years.
So if someone's visiting Taiwan,
specifically
Taipei, they should come here.
Yeah. And also the building is also very traditional Chinese style building.
And I've heard that there's like a really cool garden on the other side. We should go look at it.
Okay, we can go.
Let's
now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So is this what it was like when you were a kid here?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Oh, all right, so we're just gonna look out and think about how, is that a dragon over there?
Yes.
All All right, bud, we've been going at it all day, but we wanted to save this for nighttime. Yeah. Tell me about where we are now.
We are now at Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall.
And it's like a huge building.
Yeah, it's huge, very huge park. And this park is memorial for the former Taiwanese president.
Chiang Kai-shek.
Chiang Kai-shek, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we should go take a look. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Let's go.
Go.
All right, so we're here at the actual memorial. It's closed, but we were lucky enough to come by earlier as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what happens inside of here?
Inside this hall, there's the seiju inside. That is the former president, Chiang Kai-shek.
And there's soldiers guarding it all the time, right?
Yeah, soldier will guard in. They will change the guard maybe 1 or 2 hours. And behind this is the way we call Democracy Boulevard. Uh-huh. And there is a archway in front of this way. And along this boulevard, there are National Theater and National Concert Hall.
Which is over here and over here.
Along this boulevard.
Well, it looks awesome. Like I said, we had a chance to come here during the day yesterday, and it's even more beautiful at night.
Yeah, it's very beautiful at night.
All right, so food is super important here in Taiwan. Why don't you tell me about that?
Yeah, and this is the most famous night market in Taiwan. It's Shilin Night Market, and there are so many very delicious food in this night market.
So yeah. are we gonna try some stuff?
Yeah, I will take you to try some delicious food.
All right, well, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. There's a lot of food here.
Welcome.
Yeah. Most of there are a lot of stand near in the street, along the street. So we try this stinky tofu.
Let's do it.
So Rita, buy it first.
No, I'll buy it.
Okay. Do you need spicy?
Oh, how spicy is it? Is it super spicy?
很辣吗?
All right, let's do spicy.
Okay. Huh? Okay.
All right, is it hot?
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm like a pig. It's good.
Yeah, it's famous in Taiwan.
It's famous, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can eat all of this stuff. Caitlin's telling me that I eat really audibly. I bet that sounds delicious. Sorry about the noises, it's just delicious. So you like this stuff?
One, if I went to the night market, I will try.
Every time?
Yeah, every time.
Are those mushrooms? What are those?
It's fish egg.
Fish egg?
Yeah, do you want to try?
No, but that's a big egg. What kind of fish is that?
It's so many fish.
So there's a lot of fish in an egg.
And fish is the egg. And it's also delicious. You can try.
Is it taste good or am I gonna get a little queasy?
I think it tastes is okay.
It tastes okay?
Yeah. 你看两串好了。 Do you need spicy?
Yes, these are fish eggs.
Yeah, fish egg.
它要再加辣一点吗?
Like that's got to be some huge fish. Thank you.
谢谢。
Oh, it's hot.
It's hot.
It's a little spicy.
It's so hot.
I should have asked if it was like Hispanic spicy or like Asian spicy.
The Asian spicy is like up here. The Spanish spicy is like down here.
They put it together to
make the ball.
To make a ball, yeah.
This is really hot. Holy cow.
It's delicious.
Yes. All right, so we have to try something here. Because yeah. I'm a fan of squid. Okay, so and I think
here barbecue squid.
There's some squid.
And you can try.
Oh, you don't like it?
Oh, no. It's too big.
we don't have to eat the whole thing.
These two. Yeah. 200.
Okay, so 100. Yeah. I can take this one? Okay.
You can try.
This is gonna be so good. This could attack me at any second.
Did it first? Oh.
It's good. Oh, here we go.
Okay. This is mine.
All right, let's have a toast.
Yeah.
To Taiwan. Well, that's...
Welcome to Taiwan.
Yeah. This is the best squid I've had today. Do you guys want any of this stuff? Here, have some of this. Yeah.
Delicious.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Hello.
All right, so what do we got here? What is this?
It's Chinese donut.
Okay, we should get some.
100.
100. I saw a donut in Taiwan and I was like, I gotta get that donut. These are delicious. So this is where we get some super awesome bubble tea.
Yeah.
I heard bubble tea is super famous here. Is that right?
Bubble tea is very famous in Taiwan.
It's really good here, right?
It's really good.
All right, we should get some. Let's do it.
金桔柠檬那个少冰。 然后去糖,
然后, 金桔柠檬无糖少冰,
对, 真奶正常,
真奶正常, 总共80块,
$80,
$80, 39,
perfect. So famous drinks here, you just tapioca at the bottom. Oh, it's really strong. Jiming, it's been a pleasure talking with you, learning about your beautiful country.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time, bud.
I hope you can come to Taiwan soon.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Next time on the MVP show. We fly to Germany to talk with Dominic Baer. He is an MVP in Visual Studio and has been so since 2005. We get to meet with him to talk about identity and access control protocols. Also, we get to explore Heidelberg, his hometown, and take a look at all of his surroundings. I think I get to eat something interesting as well.